take your calls at 866-801-8255. And as a special guest, we have none other than our old friend, Dr. Judy Wood, and Attorney Jerry Lephart. Welcome to We Ourselves.
Well, it's good to be here.
Good to be here, too.
Well, let's first tell our listeners, Judy, about some listeners might not have heard you talk about the orbital beam weapons. You want to talk a little bit briefly about that?
Well, I'm not sure if they're orbiting or if there's a mirror up there orbiting or where it's coming from.
Right.
But the last trek is downward from above. I don't know where it originates, but it could easily originate from orbit. But what I saw in looking at the data from Ground Zero, looking at thousands of pictures.
Let's go back and let our listeners, maybe who have not heard you before, know that Dr. Wood is one who said that those buildings, the trade towers, didn't come down as the official story said they did. Now, take it from there, Judy.
Well, as it turns out, very little of them did come down. There was very little material after the event. On the afternoon of 9/11, the material on the ground was not enough material to account for the volume of material in those buildings. So if you start looking at all of the data, all of the evidence available in the photograph, you come up with a pretty interesting conclusion. One thing that you start noticing from this satellite image is round holes in adjacent buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Not just holes, but cylindrical voids. And there are also cylindrical voids in the street adjacent to where the building stood. It wasn't that something collapsed in there, because there's nothing at the bottom of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another interesting phenomenon, is the toasted cars. As much as a mile away, over on the East River on FDR Drive, there are a bunch of cars with inexplicable damage due to heat. Enormous heat in one spot and adjacent to it, pristine condition. And if you have something heating a material, you have, you know, black, white, and shades of gray in between from where the heat source is. So this is a different phenomenon. It had to be a very high, intense heat source and very short acting so that it couldn't disperse. Then I noticed other toasted car streams, you know, river, just a road just covered with toasted cars going north of the complex. Then you notice that the buildings, when they're gone, they didn't go to the basement. The basement is empty, or virtually. There's there was a mall right below where the World Trade Center was, where there's areas that were not damaged at all, where you had a 500,000-ton building falling on them. So you start coming to this conclusion that there was some high-tech weapon used that disintegrated the building, turned the building to dust. And if you look at any of the videos, you can see the building turning to dust in midair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of paper left.
Yes. Which caused you to wonder what affects steel but doesn't affect paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, we are all familiar with microwave ovens.
Right.
And you don't see that beam.
Mm-hmm.
You start thinking of other beams that could instantly zap your food or zap a building.
Yeah.
In higher strength.
So that's what this is all about. Future. Now, Attorney Lephart.
Yes.
Talk to us about what your role is going to be in this thing.
Well, let me just say that, you know, as an attorney, as someone who, you know, does litigation matters, my attention did gradually turn to the issue of 9/11 and coming to recognize that some very serious illegalities, took place here. Mm-hmm. But separate and apart from all that, one of the things that galvanized my attention to the issues of 9/11 is the good doctor who, has just given us something that you might think is, as a matter of fact, engineering presentation. No surprise there, because that's what Judy Wood is, an engineer. And I think literally one of the heroes of the 9/11 truth movement.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, Ambrose, that in looking at the material that Dr. Wood has assembled, it caused the effect that I call the jaw-dropping effect.
Right.
You look at that material, and it all but has a transformative impact. Now, what that meant for me is that, well, okay, we see this material, we see this visual evidence on one hand, and then we recall that the official governmental explanations of what happened to the World Trade Center buildings simply does not accord with the evidence that is available for all to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that presents legal issues. Governmental data must comply with certain quality standards. A key component of the quality standards that information released by governmental agencies must comply with is that of integrity. In other words, that what they say has to be based upon an honest assessment of evidence. So by looking at the information that Dr. Wood has discussed, namely just the visual impact that looking upon the ground zero, where you see almost an inexplicable lack of a debris field that should have been associated with not one but two 110-story steel reinforced buildings. And when you look, there's almost nothing there. And we know, too, that as the buildings were being destroyed, they were literally being turned to dust as we watched it.
Yeah.
We also know that the entire episode, that the destruction of two 110-story steel-reinforced skyscrapers took place in a matter of seconds. In fact, Dr. Wood herself has frequently stated that the single most compelling component of what happened is the speed with which the buildings disappeared, or as
something like 10 seconds,
as Judy would say, went poof.
Yeah.
And, which is what they did. They went poof, literally as if a magic wand had been, touched upon them, and they disappeared. It's literally the stuff of myth.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that can account for that would be exotic weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the touch of genius, I think, here, that we know that such weapons exist, but we know that there's precious little information available to the public about them. And that, and small wonder, they are considered to be the new super weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be, those weapons would not be under the control of private individuals. That weaponry would be under the control of our government, wouldn't it?
Certainly would be.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to take a short break. We'll be coming right back. We'll take your calls at 866-801-8255.